not all moms, but many moms in this world love a clean house. Nice and tidy basements, clean kitchens, clean bedrooms of their adolescent children and their adult husband, who is also their bedroom. They love to see a neat and tidy living room, a dining table cleared, and most moms prioritize their life that even if they have to tolerate their adolescent children's mess and their adult husband's mess, that they'll do things to bring about the result they want. They prioritize their life so that if a clean house is what they want, they're going to get it. Maybe not all the time. Mistakes are made by children and by their husband. But nonetheless, that house is tidy. But we don't want to be sexist. I don't want to be biased at the pulpit. In just a month, we'll have Father's Day. And a lot of men, a lot of husbands and fathers, want nice, clean vehicles. So they'll spend entire afternoons washing vehicles while the house is a mess. But that mud, that dust has to come off. They don't want clutter. They want the back seat. They want the trunk. They want the dashboard nice and shiny. So they'll do what they can. They prioritize their lives so that the vehicles are clean. Makes sense. We do that with a million things in our lives. Today is the Feast of the Ascension. Today is a feast of priority. And we might think that our Lord's priority is religion, rules. It's not the case. We might think that our Lord's priority is perhaps his life and doing his Father's will. That is sort of the case. Jesus teaches us his priority, not just in today's gospel, but his whole life is us. If Jesus' priority was himself, he wouldn't ascend. Easter would occur, he would die on the cross, and he'd rise, but he'd stay chill on earth. He'd stay with his friends. They're his best buddies. But that wasn't his priority. His priority was getting folks like you and I to heaven. Remember that detail. Don't forget that heaven was closed. No one went to heaven until Jesus died, rose, and then ascended to heaven. It's a hard truth to understand. And I think many of us, maybe the majority of us, don't believe it. Like nobody got to heaven? Nobody did. It was closed when Adam and Eve sinned. No admittance, door locked, keys, and the ascension of our Lord. The church celebrates the ascension some weeks after Easter because she wants to teach all of us that the ascension is gigantic. Yes, Easter is Easter. Dying on the cross and rising shows us that Jesus is God. Him going to his Father, ascending, going back to heaven, shows us that Jesus loves us and he wants us in heaven with him. Where do our priorities stand? I like a clean house. Mine's somewhat clean, perhaps. I like a clean car, and I'm sure most of you do too. But whatever it is in life, we will reach what we want by prioritizing. The Ascension asks us that question. Jesus' priority in life was to do the Father's will and to show his love for us. His priority was us, you and me. Is Jesus our priority? By going to Mass, great example, great demonstration that we hold God and this high of a standard, this close to us, on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in May. But what else do we do? Where else do we show God, Jesus, that he's a priority? It seems like a really ordinary, healthy, natural way to live the faith. That of all the things in our lives that have priority, we hope that Jesus has priority. It moves us to action. That we do something with the faith we've been taught. See, Jesus, his whole life, was making these great claims with his apostles. It's the ascension that teaches you and I that he's walking the talk. He's proving to his disciples with the resurrection, it was that he was God. With the ascension, it was that I want you all in heaven where I'm going. Because on earth, he couldn't demonstrate that. But now he reigns in heaven. It should give us a great sense of happiness and consolation that the God-man, God, holds us as his priority. I hope that in the silence of our hearts, in our own actions, in our day-to-day living, we too in some way can say to God that he is our priority.